Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels, and the podcast is always at fmr.co.za. Today we are talking warranties, and specifically I have from Macro, Miles White, Portfolio Manager at MassMart. How's it, Miles? Good to have you on the show.
Hi, David. Thanks very much for having me.
I know that a lot of warranties are overlooked when we buy stuff. What would you advise on our sort of mindset attitude there?
It's not a difficult one. It's more one of thinking forward a bit than anything else. Stuff, unfortunately, in this day and age does fail, often just after the supplier warranty has expired. So peace of mind.
Isn't it usually designed redundancy at 24 hours after it expires, or are we just being paranoid?
Perhaps a little paranoid, but in some cases it does seem to be the way, doesn't it?
Yeah. So what's the typical warranty policy at MassMart?
It's typically either 2 or 3 years, where we will match whatever the supplier has originally put on in terms of the terms and conditions that apply to it. Typical stuff being if the screen goes on your TV through a manufacturing fault, that kind of thing, or right. Your washing machine motor goes, equivalent sort of things.
So what should consumers be looking for when they're researching and comparing warranties? What's your approach?
I'd just say look at the pricing, see how it works out compared to the retail price of the product originally. Look at what's included and what's not, which is often quite difficult to find out, in all honesty. Typically, they ought to match the provisions of the original supplier warranty. That's certainly what we do for either 2 or 3 years after the expiry of the typical supplier warranty. The one thing that should be borne in mind is we can't go over 5 years combined in total time,
right?
Because that's the way it is.
We're now talking about extended warranties. And, I mean, Sometimes credit card companies are giving extended warranties as part of your package. Any ideas on unpicking that? But I guess you're not a domain expert on that.
I'm not the expert on it, but as I say, look at the detail. Typically, you're trying anyone who does this kind of stuff has a cost, and you want to get as much bang for your buck out of it, certainly in terms of some of the products offered by other people in the market. I can talk accurately to ours, but look at the detail, what's covered, what's not. Often they'll do a single claim, or there's various ways of spinning it around. I'm not saying it's bad, but Do be careful.
Yeah, caveat emptor always. You know, I tried to buy a product on Takealot. Well, I did buy a product. It was a car play for an older car, sort of one that you stick on the dash, and fantastic stuff. Mm. The only problem is it broke after about a month, and I sent it back, and I got my money back from Takealot, no problems there. Mm-hmm. And I was going to use the credit that I had with them to buy another one, and I looked at all the other ones there, and all of them from every supplier at Takealot had a 6-month warranty. Now, we've got the Consumer Protection Act, which obviously expects a warranty to cover the lifespan of an object. But, you know, I thought 6 months for something that I'm sticking to my dash seems a little bit on the light side.
It does indeed. I mean, 6 months is light. I mean, often we'll see stuff at a year, and more typically 2 and sometimes 3. 6 months is light. I'd be questioning the quality of the product itself that you're looking at if someone's only prepared to offer 6 months on their actual own product as a warranty.
My feeling exactly. Now, with these extended warranties that you guys are doing, have you got any examples or customer success stories that you want to share with us in our final moments on the show?
Absolutely. All people have to do, call the helpline that we give you the details when you buy the extended warranty on the product, and we get it fixed. If not, we refund you. We don't like doing that, but because we want to get money away, you want to try and get it fixed.
Well, we on the other side of this radio do very much like it when we get our money back. But have you had any stories that are worth sharing about particular incidents?
I'll give you one of mine, a washing machine that I bought. That's something I'll always take an extended warranty on, because it's got lots of moving parts, constant usage in the family, and I've got 2 teenage sons, so it never stops. It decided to stop one day, phoned the number. It was fixed within about 2.5 weeks, if I remember, which is great for that sort of thing, especially as the motor had gone just through manufacturing fault.
You didn't have to drop your name to get that service, did you?
Not at all.
Miles, thank you so much for coming on air, and I wish we had more time to delve deeper, but that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za or @DavidDondi on the social media channels, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za.